Blog Talk Radio.
How is the moment? Where the spirit?
find a rhythm. Just wanna sing the blues. Feel like a song that never stops. Feel like it's never gonna end. Gotta get that fire, fire back in my phone.
Jesus. called Jesus is the Model. You see, loving others is one of the most important biblical commands Jesus gives us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. And as believers, we must be constantly tapped into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father, so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' commands us to love people. You see, everything Jesus did was done out of perfect love for the Father and us. Every word, healing, prayer, and action was done out of unconditional devotion. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and give himself up for us as fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." You see, Scripture commands us to love others the way Christ did. Jesus is our model for living, and God never commands us without perfectly equipping us. If we are to walk in love as Christ loved us, we must believe God will fill us up with the ability to love as Jesus loved. You see, the concept of living like Jesus always seemed unreachable. It often reminded me of a motivational poster that reads, "Reach for the moon, even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." But God's word is not an unachievable suggestion. His word is perfect and true. And Scripture says in Romans 8:29, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." You see, God's plan is to conform us into perfect and reflections of Jesus' love. His plan is to fashion us into disciples who live, work, and love as he did. We can live our lives in obedience to God's command to love others for one reason alone. Our Heavenly Father is near, alive, and active in us. The same God who empowered Paul, Peter, John, Stephen, David, Daniel, and Esther lives in us today. Romans 8, chapter 11 says, "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he has raised Christ Jesus from the dead and will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you." And the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit who dwells within us as believers is love. We can love like Jesus because the Spirit longs to produce the fruit of love deep within us. He longs to love people through us. He has a perfect plan to use you to reveal to a broken and searching world for unfathomable riches of Jesus' love. If we are to look to Jesus as our model, we must first believe that God can and will help us. We must believe that the Spirit is perfectly capable of taking what was dust and fashioning it into the likeness of the Son. Secondly, we must spend time allowing the Spirit to move in through us. We must make space in our lives to be loved by God so that when we can be used by him to love others. I can offer nothing of value that I haven't first received from my Heavenly Father. I can do nothing great unless God has done something great in me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, "Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." We have to be children who abide in Jesus so that we can walk in his ways. You see, God longs to love and help you love others today. He longs to meet you and heal the wounds and insecurities that have kept you from loving others as well. He longs to empower and transform you to live life like Jesus. Run to him with open arms and allow him to do a mighty work in you as you enter into guided prayer. So first, meditate on God's desire for you to love like Jesus. Remember that God doesn't command you to do something you are incapable of doing, and allow Scripture to fill you with desire and faith what God has for you. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us, and give himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. In Romans 8:29, "For those whom foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of the Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers." Secondly, where do you need God to do a mighty work in you today? Ask the Spirit to reveal what areas He wants to heal today. Ask Him to guide you to a wound or insecurity He longs to speak to in love. Receive the love of your Heavenly Father. Allow Him to heal and empower you to love others. And ask Him to transform you into the image of Jesus and fill you with His heart for others around you. Luke chapter 6, verse 27, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." 1 Peter verse 4 through 8, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, in reward do you have? Do not have the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?" And Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 47. You see, it is impossible to be consistently loved by God and not loved others. His love has this incredible ability to heal us and empower us at the same time. His heart is always to love us while helping us to love others. As you grow in your relationship with your Heavenly Father, allow Him to use you increasingly in powerful ways. Allow Him to make you selfless and servant-hearted. Allow His love to make you more like Jesus. May you discover the joy and peace that comes from wholeheartedly loving others today. I highly suggest that you read, okay, 1 John chapter 3. It'll bring this devotional more into empowerment for you. Amen. Well, I don't know if this is Spencer. Is this Spencer? Nope, it's not. Okay, whatever. 952, you're on the air.
I'm on.
All right, how's it going?
It's Frank Telesco.
Okay, Frank, what's up, Jack? Frank?
Well, I just wanted to see how you were doing and hoping everything was okay. And, you know, I've been in communication with Joe Gibson.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since you called in here. I'm doing okay. I hope you're doing okay and pray you are okay. Are you okay?
I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. You know, I'm here in Minnesota, and I just wanted to see how you were doing. And, you know, I had a lot of hate in my heart to a lot of people, and I confessed that it was because of a micro penis that I had. You know, it was an inverted penis, but that's why I was seeking help. And, you know, and it's a lot of your calls helped me and motivated me. And I just wanted to, you know, for you to know that. And, you know.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay.
Well,
I also wanted
to know. Go ahead.
Good, no, go ahead.
Well, I just listened to your sermon, and it's very inspirational. I really liked it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. It's there for those that need a word.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds better, you know, the more times I hear it. This is like the fourth time I heard it. I think Kent Hopper said it on his show of Abbott's House a couple of years ago, and it was motivational back then, too.
Yeah, amen. Well, I mean,
yeah,
Kent Hopper and I don't get along anymore. Okay, for some reason, he decided to start telling lies about me, so we don't get along.
Did the brick and mortar fall apart? Brick and mortar?
Yeah, I guess it did.
Well, you know, have you reached out to him to tell him you want to be his friend and to apologize?
Well, I already have. Okay, but he refuses.
Well, you know that sometimes you just have to try a little bit more. I've heard people trying to call and you guys hanging up on people, and that's not good. You're supposed to take calls and be an inspiration. It's just my advice.
Okay.
You know, you had a lot more, people you were helping when you were taking calls, and I'm not an expert, you know, I'm just a brick and mortar guy, but
yeah,
you should take calls and help people, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you, Frank. I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay.
I got another caller. Let's see what they're going
right.
to see what they have.
Brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar. Okay. Okay. 213, you're on the air. Hello, 213. I guess they choose to say nothing. Okay, they dropped. Okay, well, anyway, this gets me to the question here. Like, I want to ask, do you know Jesus? If you do not know Jesus, that's okay. You will have a chance to know him in a few moments. Okay, but first, let me ask you, are you tired of living your life endlessly, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Are you dazed and confused most of the time? Okay? Are you lost, but you know you need to be found? Or do you suffer from a depression or anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from drug addiction, alcoholism, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, internet, gaming addictions. Okay? See, Jesus can take those away, but in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So this brings me back to the question, do you want Jesus' help? Do you want to be found? Do you want purpose in your life? Do you want to have joy, peace, happiness, okay, contentment? Okay, then you need Jesus. Okay, so if you would simply say this prayer after me, say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Well, we got some callers. I'm going to take them. Take some callers. Let's see. Let's take this caller here. Hello, 506.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Ken. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored, my son.
Well, that is great to hear, because I am too. Thank you.
I liked how my sermon sounded on the air.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you for promoting Abba's house and God's Rainbow Ministries.
Well, see, God's Rainbow Ministries is mine. It has nothing to do with you. Okay? So you need to get that into your head.
And why are we having this conversation during the show?
Because it's
why we don't take callers.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly.
Well, I wanted to say.
Tell him to
today.
Shut up, Kenny.
What?
Tell him to shut up. Men
hey,
are talking.
Hey, don't.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
Okay.
There.
That's it. Okay.
And we're done.
I can't take anybody
no,
else?
No.
Oh,
okay. This is what happens. This is why we don't take callers. Because that's what happens. You take one caller, and there he was. Troll number one.
Well, I took one caller before
this
that.
This is the reason you changed the format.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I wanted to take some callers tonight. Okay. I have a feeling that God is telling me to take these calls tonight. Okay? Alright. 240, you're on the air.
Shalom, Ken.
Shalom, how you doing?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay.
I just wanted to call in and say I'm really enjoying the show. It's been entertaining so far.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. Okay, it's going to get better as we go along. Okay, so sit back and listen. We got a great Bible reading from Exodus chapter 3. Okay.
Oh, Exodus chapter 3, Kenny?
That's what he's going to give.
Did you say Exodus chapter 3? I want to follow along.
Yeah, Exodus chapter 3.
Oh, all right, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. Have a great show.
Okay, well, thank you. And God bless you.
God bless you, Kenny. Amen.
Well, you're going to do that. Stop.
You have a show to do. You,
and you have a show to do, too.
You have a show to do.
Okay. This is ridiculous. Okay? Okay, I want to take callers, okay? Tony doesn't want me to take callers, okay? But you know what? I mean, sometimes God tells you on your heart to take caller, okay? All right? Okay, and that's what was done, okay? So that's why I'm taking calls tonight, because God's telling me to take them. So let's get 213, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ted Gunderson.
Hello,
and,
Ted Gunderson, I've heard of you.
I was listening to your sermon, and afterwards a man called in, and he named Frank, and he offended me when he talked about micro penis. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah, and I don't know why he mentioned that.
Well, I was sitting here with my son listening, and my son asked me all kinds of uncomfortable questions about that. And I wanted you to know I did not appreciate that.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I don't have control over what people say. He said it before I could, you know, do anything about that. Okay? It kind of surprised me, too.
Okay. But I definitely do appreciate the fact that God is speaking through you right now and telling you to take calls. I believe that is the right move to have a more interactive program. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes.
And I will gladly donate to your ministry if you would provide information on how to do that.
Well, I have a PayPal, okay,
Please share it with me.
I can give you the information, okay, and you can, I'll give you the information now, and you can go ahead and if you want to donate, you can donate.
Okay, I got a pen.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me pull it up. Okay. All right, just give me a second. The computer's running slow. Okay, let's see. You can send your donation to this is running slow. Okay. At paypal.me/KennethRabbiFishman.
Kenneth Rabbi Fishman. Okay.
Right.
All right, I'll get on that right away. Thank you very much for your very godly program. Good night.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you tuned in. God bless you.
Can you please put me on mute so I can keep listening?
Yes, I surely can. Okay. All righty. Okay, we got another caller here. Okay, take it from 111. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
How you doing, Pastor Kane? Long time no talk.
Oh, long time no talk there, Juan. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm alive, right, by the grace of God. So I'm doing wonderful, man. How's everything in the home front?
That's good to hear, my brother.
Well, I say your show's doing good, man. That I always knew it, man. You bring a positive message, and you know, I know you all got your trolls, but you got your fans too. Don't forget that, all right? Don't forget about us.
Oh no, I would never forget about my fans and my loyal friends and family. No, I would never do that. I would never forget about y'all. You know?
And y'all know that, you know, I'm Southern Baptist and half Catholic, so I appreciate it when Tony brings up, you know, the Our Father and mentions the old school prayers and whatnot, and you
right.
know, I know my friend Mad Mark appreciates it because he's Catholic, and you know, with it being Lent and whatnot. Even though I fight with my family at the family reunion sometimes, but I try not to talk about religion too much because, you know, Southern Baptist side and the Catholic side and all that. But,
right.
you know, it's about God's glory, right?
Yes, that's all about God's glory. It's all about giving praise to God, okay, letting them know that you love them, okay, pray to them, okay, and, you know, if you do something wrong, okay, and you know it's a sin. Okay, you know, repent for it right then and there, you know, and get it out of the way. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I mean, we're all alive and we're going to sin. Okay, we're only human. Okay, so I mean, you can try not to sin and do everything you can, but eventually a sin will reap in here. Okay.
Well, I mean, I agree, but that's what I'm saying. Let's just talk about the positive and whatnot. And I appreciate everything you're doing, and you know, and taking calls and whatnot. And just if you know, I have to ask you for a road tab before I hang up, right?
Yeah, I know. I already knew that was coming. Okay, road tied.
I don't. What about Tony? Is he in the room?
No, he's not in the room. He was in the room, but he got mad at me for taking calls.
Well, I'm sure, you know, it's part of a relationship, but right on, I got my road tied from you, and y'all keep on keeping on, keep on trucking, and like the wise Joe Dirt once said, life's a garden, dig it, right? Road tied.
Yeah. Roll tied. All righty, brother.
All right, Pastor Kim.
I'm going to put you back on mute
nice.
Here. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. God bless you. All righty. Okay. Well, we're getting ready for the Bible reading. Hold on, folks. Alrighty, we're getting ready for Tony to do the Bible writing, and it's going to be from Exodus chapter 3. Okay, here we go.
Well, I guess we'll continue where we left off last night. We'll go with Exodus 3, Psalms 18, Proverbs 5, 21 through 23. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. I guess because he let people do what he wanted. So when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, The Lord said that I just lost my place. How about that? I lost my place.
How'd you do that?
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians and bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, and behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come upon me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.
Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Zezites, the Hivites, and Jebusites, to a land of flowing with milk and honey. Then they will heed. They will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now please let us 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold and clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters. You shall plunder the Egyptians. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they do not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is in your hand? Moses said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. And he felt his hand in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, like snow. And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh. Then it will be, if they do not believe you nor heed the message of the first sign, then you may believe the message of this latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe even those two signs or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the river will become blood. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be your mouth and teach you what you need say. But he said, O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, it is not Aaron the Levite, your brother. I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. And I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take his rod in your hand, with which you shall do the signs. Now I want to take you down a little farther and give you a word of worship. I'm going to take this from Psalms 18, 20, 21, 24. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has recomposed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. And tonight I just want to leave all of you listeners and callers with this word of wisdom. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. Proverbs 5:21. And I want to apologize to all of you listening out there who heard what you heard in the background of this show tonight. It was very unprofessional. It was very uncalled for, but sometimes when two people run one show, they have different ideas on where that show should go. And I think that's what happened tonight, and I can promise you all that it won't happen again.
Amen. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you did a very good reading.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. but be my last.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that reading from Tony. Okay, of Exodus chapter 3. Well, I'm going to play some music here. Let's see, I'm trying to think. We got... Okay, yeah, I'm going to play some music here. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. All right. It's time to bring you the final message, okay, which is the prophetic message of the night, okay, and this goes out to all those who need it, and you know who you are. The Father said today, when you sow out your resources, I will increase the fruit of your labors. Are you ready for money to move by the Spirit? Are you ready to lay hold on the treasures of unrighteousness, mammon, and cast them at my feet, at the bottom of your benefits toward my kingdom? You must be rich in the kingdom, in the wealth of the kingdom. You will no longer be conflicted about being conduit or blessing out to others and out to ministry purposes. You cannot serve me and mammon, but I will cause you to plunder the economy of man that you might know the economy of my kingdom. I am teaching you, says the Father. I am instructing you. Relinquish the understandings and doctrines of limitation. Man scoffs, but faith acts. Act in faith this day. Feed the poor. House the homeless. Care for the widow. Visit the prisoner. Cast your bounty at the feet of the apostles. Activate the economy of my kingdom over your life. Tear down the altar of the idol that impedes the nature I have imparted to you, even the nature of giving heart. Act now. Make me a little cake first. What you might make happen for others, I will make happen for you. As much as you have done it to the least of these, you have indeed done it unto me. It is your time. This is your hour. No more delay and no more denial. The bounty of heaven is this day showering upon your life, says God. Amen. Well, like I said, you know who you are, and you know who that message is for. Okay, if this is you, okay, I hope it was a blessing for you. Amen. All righty. Well, we're getting ready to get down to the last a little bit, and it's time for Tony F. to give you a closing prayer or a statement.
May all of you leave here blessed tonight, knowing that you are loved, that you are covered by the rainbow light of His Word. Yeah.
Stop.
God bless you all.
Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Okay? Here we go.
Thank you.
conflict we might have had earlier, okay, between Tony and I, okay, unfortunately, we will work that out. It's never permanent, okay? I want to say God bless you and good night. Don't forget, tomorrow night is Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, hope to see you all there. Bye-bye.